USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. The Senate has passed the $1.7 trillion bill to fund the federal government for the rest of the fiscal year. The final vote, 69 to 28. It now goes to the House, which will take a vote tonight. The vote's a big win for Democrats, who will lose their House majority in the new Congress. It's not a fit day for man, nor beast, nor airliner. Nearly 2,000 flights around the USA have been canceled so far today. Another 4,500 delayed, according to FlightAware. This thanks to what's called a once-in-a-generation storm. At airports, passengers are trying to cope.
Sounds like every single hour counts in trying to figure out when you're going to get home.
The weather looked not great. Great for a white Christmas, not good for travel.
Even being delayed, let's say a day or so, is a big deal.
In the Mountain West, the warning is, if you're driving, be prepared.
Make sure that you have plenty of clothing and water, those kinds of things, because you never know, because the temperatures are so extreme.
That's Colorado Transportation Department spokesman Bob Wilson. Parts of I-70 in Colorado and Interstate 90 in South Dakota have been closed. The system's blasting the Heartland and the Great Lakes today before invading the Northeast, according to forecaster Greg Carbon at the National Weather Service.
Arctic air following this cold front will basically result in wind chills well below zero across much of the nation by Friday morning.
Buffalo, New York, city that knows its storms. The mayor says this is not your typical storm. He's declared a state of emergency. Schools are closed in Buffalo tomorrow. Failed crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried could be free on bail soon, $250 million. The FTX founder's in New York after agreeing to be extradited from the Bahamas. The U.S. economy, as measured by the gross domestic product, is growing faster than expected. GDP grew by 3.9% last quarter. Economists had expected it to grow by 2.9%. This is USA News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now, and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
Politics and weather are colliding on the southern border. The city of El Paso, Texas, is setting up temporary housing for thousands of migrants, preparing for the possible end of Title 42 and the plunging temperatures. The city's convention center has been turned into one huge bedroom. And as the Supreme Court weighs the future of Title 42, advocates for migrants are not happy about using a public health rule to deal with asylum seekers.
This was easy to predict, that people are going to start flooding it if we do not come up with the solutions and put those solutions in place.
That's Monica Weisberg-Stewart with the Texas Border Coalition, which continues to call on lawmakers to take real action.
This is a sight we've seen way too many times. Our congressmen need to do something right now to fix this problem.
There was a last-minute push to pass a bipartisan compromise on border policy, but it did not gain any traction. Title 42 uses COVID concerns as the reason for sending to Mexico asylum seekers while their cases are resolved. Blame COVID for a drop in life expectancy. The CDC says the average American life is now 76.4 years, the lowest it's been since 1996. And if you think our drug supply chain issue is a worry, consider China. Authorities there are rationing medicine down to the single pill. Some regions have limited the sale of OTC painkillers to 6 tablets per customer per week. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.